श्री कृष्ण भगवान की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की, श्री जन्माष्टमी महामहोत्सव की, गौर प्रेमानंद। Anybody hungry yet? Nobody. Not you and me either, right? Only 4 more hours till Krishna's appearance. Where are we here? Is there a book to read too, or I have to recite from memory? Is there a book?
We thank Canada.
Sure, no problem. Oh, there we are. Wait for what, a book? Okay. I'm not a singer, so you'll have to bear with me here. Jaya Vrindavan. Jaya Vrindava, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava, Jaya Vrindava. Shyama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan. Shyama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan. Giri Govardhan. Kali India Muna Jaya Jaya Mahavan. Jaya Jaya Mahava Keshi Gata Vamsi Vata Dvadash Kana. Dvadash Kana. Yaha sabali la koilo srinanda nanda alila koilo srinanda nanda srinanda yasoda jaya jaya gopaga Srinanda Yasoda Jaya Jaya Gopaga Sridhamadi Jaya Jaya Dinu Vatsaga Sridhamadi Jaya Jaya Dinu Vatsaga Jaya Vishabhanu Jaya Kirtida Sundari
Jaya Risha Banu Jaya Kitida Sundari Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Veera Nagari Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abira Nagari Jaya Jaya Gopishwara Vrindavana Mas Jaya Jaya Gopishwara Vrindavana Jaya Jaya Krishna Sakabatu Dijaras Jaya Jaya Krishna Sakabatu Dijaras Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nanda Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nanda Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vasi Datta Jan Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vasi Datta Jan Jaya Dija Patni Jaya Naga Kanyaga Jaya Dija Patni Jaya Naga Kanyaga Bhakti Te Jara Pailo Govinda Chara Bhakti te jara pailo Govinda chara Sira samandala jaya Jaya Radha Shyam Sira samandala jaya Jaya Radha Shyam Jaya Jaya Rasa Lila Sarva Manoram Jaya Jaya Rasa Lila Sarva Jaya Jaya Jwala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sar Jaya Jwala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sar Para Kiye Baba Jaha Brajete Prachar Veja Brajete Prachar Sijanava Padma Padma Kori Asmaran Sijanava Pada Padma Kori Asmaran Dina Krishna Dasa Kohe Namasankirtan Dina Krishna Dasa Kohe Namasankirtan Dina Krishna Dasa Kohe Namasankirtan Dina Krishna Dasa Kohe Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Jaya Vrindavan. Sri Govind. Bharata Madana Mohan.
Jai Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, little bit of Vrindavan and Mayapur mood. How many of you were on Brajamundal? Not Brajamundal. Navadvip Dham Parikrama this year. How many?
Gauranga!
Everybody lost their voice this year. If you missed it last year, you got to go on it next year. Huh? Right? Haribo. Turn on the fans.
Water. Just, yeah, I got some water. It goes right through.
Maharaj G, where you left off? 199? After thus offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the Transcendence. Prayers by the demigods?
Do I read from the childhood pastimes?
Oh, you read childhood pastimes? Huh? Yeah, yeah. It's in this volume? Meeting Mananda Maharaj and Vasudeva, atrocities of King Kamsa, birth of Lord Krishna. Alrighty. 10th Canto, Chapter 3. The birth of Lord Krishna. Actually, this is very nice. It's very nice. This is just about the right time of day when your senses are subdued. Fasting, it does that, you know. It brings your senses under control. You ever notice that? Senses become very weak, right? That's how you bring them under control. You starve them. And then you're able to sit quietly without fidgeting too much. You're able to hear a little bit. Krishna Katha. The birth of Lord Krishna, as described in this chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Hari, in his original form, appeared as Vishnu, so that his father and mother could understand that their son was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they were afraid of Kamsa, when the Lord appeared as an ordinary child, they took him to Gokula, the home of Nanda Maharaj. Mother Devaki, being fully transcendental, Satchit Ananda, does not belong to this material world. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared with four hands, as if born from her womb. Upon seeing the Lord in that Vishnu form, Vasudev was struck with wonder. And in transcendental happiness, he and Devaki mentally gave 10,000 cows in charity to the Brahmanas. You can just imagine, you see. Here's Vasudev and Devaki in a jail. How many of you have been in jail before? For Sankirtan, obviously. Some. Probably German jails are pretty nice. But if you've ever been in an Indian jail, not a nice place at all. I've been there. I know. For Sankirtan, of course. No, I was charged with murder. Really, I'm not joking. In our Bombay temple, there was someone was killed, you see. We get big crowd every day, maybe five. Every day from 5 to 10,000 people come to the temple for darshan. Big crowd. There's maybe 400 or 500 devotees here. So just multiply that by 10. And every day coming, by 20 you multiply. On Janmashtami, on any Sunday we get 25,000-30,000 people. Janmashtami, 1.3 million people come for Janmashtami. Big festival. We have to keep the deities open until 3 o'clock in the morning. The people coming all day long, all day long. Huge crowd, lines, going back for miles. Anyway, on one Sunday evening, someone stole shoes, right? Sound familiar at a Hare Krishna temple? Someone wrote a book in England, Where to Steal Things, and he said, for shoes, go to Hare Krishna temples. Because everybody knows that wealthy people come to the Hare Krishna temple and they have good shoes. So anyway, in Bombay especially, So many shoe themes come, chapple chore. You see? So our security guards, they had caught one chore, one thief. So they were going to teach everybody a lesson. So they put one stool, and they put him on top of the stool in front of where all the people were entering the temple, and they put a garland of shoes around him. But his friends didn't like that. So they went outside and they brought some more friends, a bit of a gang. And they came and began abusing our security guards. Your mother this, your mother that, you know how it goes. Very serious business in India to talk about someone's mother. So, anyway, there was a fight. There was a big fight. A push came to shove, you know, the American expression. They began to shove, first talking, sound actually, isn't it? Offenses begin with sound, right? Everything starts from sound, isn't it wonderful? Everything starts from sound. Every action, everything. So they began fighting, and out of the blue, out of the sky, a big metal pipe came down, whack, on top of the fellow's head. And he went, like that. He was dead on the ground. So then, everybody, it was a riot. There was a riot, a big fight between these people and our chokidars. Everybody scattered this way and that way. You can imagine, it was chaos. And so then a little later, the police came. And in India, the police are not paid very much, officially. They get by somehow. Somehow they get by. So anyway, they came with the group of his friends and our local municipal corporator, politician who was in cahoots, was within, had some dealings with them and didn't like us because we didn't pay his puja fee. We didn't pay his bakshish, his bribe. So anyway, they came and they had a lineup of all the devotees and all our security guards, and their witnesses said, this one, this one, this one. They picked out six devotees and four of our security guards. And so the police hauled us off to jail. And I'll tell you, it's a very nasty place. Small little jail. Jail was about as big from this wall to that wall, and maybe from that pillar to this wall here. And there were, I guess, about 35 to 40 people packed in. There were about four cells and then a bathroom. It was the middle of summer, very hot and stuffy, no fans, lots of mosquitoes at night, and it was a hellish place. The toilets were plugged up and dirty, and we didn't know what was going to happen. We had no idea. But somehow or other, we got it into our heads that we were going to have our regular schedule. There were six of us. And we decided in our little cell that we're going to have a temple. So we literally, against the edge of the wall, there was a little sill, a window sill, you know, a little ledge against the wall, the back of our cell. So we said, here is our altar. And we made an imaginary altar. And we had six aartis every day. We had no paraphernalia. We'd offer imaginary incense six times a day. We were in there for 3 weeks. It was pretty interesting. So we had six aartis a day, and we would all cook for the deities. And it was great because you could cook anything because, you know, there was no limit to the preparations, you know. You could go to, at that time, it was safe to go to New Vrindavan to get cow's milk, and you could go, I used to go to the heavenly planets to get Parijata flowers to offer, so. And it was really transcendental, everybody would make their offering, you would sit in meditation, and then afterwards we would describe to each other what we had made. So it was a lot of fun. And then we would have kirtan and aarti. We'd have Arti and all the other prisoners. They'd come out of their cell into our cell for Arti. All these Indian prisoners, you know, criminals, murderers, thieves, this, that. But they came in for Arti. And we'd pass around the imaginary ghee lamp and they'd all, you know, only in India, right? Only in India. And then we passed our Rath Yatra in jail. So there was one chair, so we took a chair and tied a dhoti to it, and we had Rath Yatra also. We were determined. And I never felt more blissful, you know, because I had so much time for reading and chanting. And, you know, it's a manager's dream, you know, to go to jail for Krishna. Anyway, I can appreciate Devaki's situation here. They were able to offer so many wonderful things to their transcendental child. Not an ordinary personality, Devaki. And similarly, all the devotees of the Lord, they're not ordinary. It's not very easy in this Kali Yuga especially to chant Hare Krishna. It takes a good bit of surrender. There's a famous cartoon in the New Yorker magazine, the most prestigious magazine in New York, in America. So there was once a cartoon there of a devotee approaching someone on the street, and he looked, of course, they always make the devotees look very funny with two different color socks and, you know, most ragged looking clothes. And there was a businessman in a nice suit, and here was this devotee going up to him, handing him a flower. I think in those days they passed out flowers and saying, chant, chant, chant. And the man was replying, can't, can't, can't. So it's a fact. You can't, can't, can't. I mean, just to be here in this condition right now, we're prime subjects for brainwashing. We've been deprived of our food. And, you know, when you breathe out, we've exhaled, but there's something else. We've hyperventilated in our kirtan. So we're prime candidates for brainwashing, hearing about Krishna Katha. But the point is that Krishna is so nice. You know, who wouldn't want to be transported to that world, even if it's only an imagination? It's such a better imagination than Sarajevo or Watts in Los Angeles, or that's their imagination. But we want to hear about Devaki and Krishna and Nanda and Yashoda and the Coward Boys and how they played and how we'd like to play with them. And it's interesting how you have to become childlike. You have to become so simple in heart. Childlike to enter into these pastimes. You have to be a believer, actually. You know, Krishna's blue. He's a blue-black cowherd boy. And his only business is playing, enjoying. And we're over here working, but actually we want to play again. Go back with Krishna. So it's very nice. You have to be a believer. Upon seeing the Lord in that Vishnu form, Vasudev was struck with wonder. And in transcendental happiness, he and Devaki mentally gave 10,000 cows in charity to the Brahmanas. We did that also. We gave away charity. Vasudev then offered prayers to the Lord, addressing him as the Supreme Person, Parabrahman, the Supersoul, who is beyond duality, and who is internally and externally all-pervading. The Lord, the cause of all causes, is beyond material existence, although he is the creator of this material world. When he enters this world as Paramatma, he is all-pervading. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham. Yet, he is transcendentally situated. For the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this material world, the Lord appears as the Guna Avatars. Who are the Guna Avatars? Loudly. Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh. Thus, Vasudeva offered prayers full of meaning to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devaki followed her husband by offering prayers describing the transcendental nature of the Lord. Fearing Kamsa and desiring that the Lord not be understood by atheistic and materialistic non-devotees, she prayed that the Lord withdraw his transcendental four-armed form and appear like an ordinary child with two hands. So interestingly enough, there have always been atheists in the material world. And even 5,000 years ago, at the time of the appearance of Lord Krishna, there were atheists. So Mother Devaki, just like any mother, she wanted to protect her little child. So she was offering prayers to protect Lord Krishna from the atheists. Because of the atheists, their mentality is that they want to kill God. Now this may sound kind of funny. How could anyone be so pompous as to kill God? Because we all know God is all powerful. But it's a subtle kind of thing. The atheist wants to kill God by denying his existence. There used to be late 1960s, in the beginning of the avant-garde, the counterculture, the hippie movement, in all the underground newspapers, there used to be a cliche. Even today it comes about, God is dead. Actually, where is that from, God is dead? Some Nietzsche, all right, it was a German. he started this business. But actually, the expression has been around eternally. They want to kill God by denying his existence. So Mother Devaki, she wanted to protect her child. So just see how nice. Krishna is our protector. Rake Krishna, mare ke, mare Krishna, rake ke. Nobody can kill Krishna. Nobody can kill Krishna's devotee if Krishna protects him. And if Krishna doesn't protect him, then no one can save him. But the devotee, what does he want to do? What does the devotee want to do? He wants to protect Krishna. Mother Devaki, she wanted to protect Krishna. So this mentality of offering all service to the Lord, samarpana, atmanivedanam, offering everything to the Lord, this is the desire of the devotee to develop that mentality. And it is exemplified in these stories. But these stories are not like Hans Christian Andersen fairy tales meant to teach us some right codes of living. But these stories are the stories of reality. The story of Krishna, the story of Vasudev, Devaki, Nanda, Yashoda, Radhika, all of the Gopal, all the Gopas. This is the story of the eternal spiritual world. And it's so hard to transport our mind from this dull matter, this mechanical, miserable, material world. It's hard to perceive that. I remember when I first joined ISKCON and we would go out on the street, there weren't too many devotees. In fact, in our temple there were three devotees. So one devotee would chant and two devotees would distribute mantra cards. So I can remember chanting and I was proud. It was almost like it was exciting. It's me against the whole world, you know. Everybody's thinking I'm nuts and I'm thinking they're all crazy. But I felt that I had privy to a secret and I was so happy. I'm glad that Krishna's blue. You know, it's wonderful that he's a coward boy, that we can talk to Krishna, that we can play with Krishna, that we can dance with Krishna. It's like, would you rather be a lump of sugar or would you rather taste a lump of sugar? It's much sweeter to taste a lump of sugar. So why would anyone want to deny Krishna? He's the perfect person we've all been looking for. We can play with Krishna too. Just like Nanda and Yashoda and all the other Leeladars, all the other persons who are taking part in Krishna's pastimes. That perfect relationship which we're all hankering after. We try, in this material world, we have so many surrogate relationships. We all need love and affection, ultimately. That's what we want. The end of our knowledge, what is the end of our knowledge? We want a loving relationship. We want friendship. We want all kinds. The five rasas, we want a relationship of a conjugal love. We want a parental relationship. These are the things that really give us pleasure in this world. You can have $1 million. You can be beautiful. You can have all knowledge. But if you don't have a friend to enjoy it with, what is the value in it? It's simply empty. Absence of Krishna, and it's a fact. The Purnamrit, the real nectar that we're searching after, we're hankering after, comes from a relationship with Krishna. And there's nothing we should aspire after that, as has been quoted by the previous speakers. This idea of learning to cry. Now, I'll go all the way back to the parampara. First of all, Gaurga Govinda Maharaj. Then I think Sachinanda Maharaj mentioned it. And Bhaktivaibhava Maharaj mentioned it. But the, of course, Srila Prabhupada said that we have to learn to cry for Krishna. So what does that mean? Bhakti Vedanta, we have such a nice process, Krishna consciousness. We have such a nice process. On the one hand, we have this sentiment of crying. We have to learn to cry for Krishna. But we're not to become sahajya. We have to understand the pastimes of Krishna. We have to understand first who is Krishna. And sambandha, avideya, then prayojana. Prayojana means experiencing that relationship. But first of all comes sambandha, establishing your relationship, understanding sadhana bhakti before raganuga. Nowadays, many people want to go directly to raganuga, in America anyway. People want to avoid the rules and regulations. It's only, I just have to love Prabhupada, right? And then everything is nice. If I just have love in my heart. But actually to get that love in your heart, tasma tvam indriyani adau, niyamya bharatashava. In the beginning, you have to learn to control your senses. You have to practice sadhana bhakti. You have to practice devotional service. You have to execute all of the principles. Shruti smriti puranadi pancharatra vidam vidyaikantiki harir bhakti rutpatya eva kalpate. Bhakti performed not according to the rules and regulations. It is utpat. It is simply a disturbance in society. So we have to become expert in sadhana. We have to understand the process. We have to develop knowledge. We have to study. Krishna says one who reads this conversation of Bhagavad Gita, he worships me by his intelligence. So we have to study. We have to follow all the rules very carefully. But what we really want is love. We want to be able to cry for Krishna. But that's what following leads to. Mahajano yena gatha sapantaha dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam. This guha, most confidential thing. How do we get it? Purnamrit, guha, the most confidential nectar what every living being is hankering after. Every rasa, drinking, eating meat, and illicit sex. What are we looking for? What is the essence that we want in all these activities? What do we really want? We want that rasa of loving Krishna, but we're just bahushaka hi anantascha atmika buddhi. They have so many ways which their mind will carry them, looking for that real nectar. But just by fixing up on Krishna, you will get everything, all the rasas. He is Akila Rasamrita Murti, the fountainhead of all rasa. So this is a wonderful occasion, Janmashtami, because we deserve this occasion, actually. We worked hard all year performing austerities, so many austerities out on the road with a small group of devotees. It's you against the whole world. There's a handful of you, and there's 30,000 people in the auditorium. You're lucky here in Europe or in whatever, in this part of the world, you get big crowds. But in some places, no. Because people are basically, they're not interested in Krishna consciousness. In the material world, people are interested only in the body. They've got a skin disease. 99.9% of the population are suffering from skin disease. They think that I am Indian. I'm American, I'm German, I'm man, I'm woman. They have a disease. And that disease goes very deep because it's coming from many, many lifetimes. Many, many Brahmanda Brahmite, they've been wandering in the material world for many, many lifetimes. What have they been doing? Chewing the chewed. Doing the same activities. Eating, ahar, nidra, bhai, maithun. Eating, sleeping, defending, mating. Dharmena hina, pashu bi samana. Shastra says such activity is simply animal life. Pashu dharma, simply pashu. Dvipad pashu, two-legged animals. Simply, if our civilization, if we're only eating and sleeping and mating and defending without any attempt to try to understand the purpose of my life, who is God? Who am I? Where am I going? What is happening after death? If there's no attempt, then simply animals. And animals cannot enter into Krishna Leela just yet. They have to wait a long time. But we are very fortunate. Atato. Atato means Cho Rasi Lak Yoni Ke Baad. After 8 million. 400,000 species of life. Now we have a chance to understand Krishna Leela, understand our constitutional position, get out of our suffering condition. The material world is a place of suffering. It's a place of misery. Adidaivik, adibhautik, adhyatmik klesha. Misery is caused by nature. Misery is caused by other living beings. Misery is caused by the infirmity of my own body. So many varieties of misery here. This is a paradise for fools. Now, the material world is a paradise for fools. You can't keep anything. It doesn't last. In a second, everything is finished. You're kicked out. We're simply, all of our plans are defeated in the material world. Why do people have no brain? Why can't they understand that? It's easy to see. The history is the same. It's the same. It's repeating itself. Therefore, Shastra says, puna punas charvita charvananam, simply chewing the chewed. So by coming to Krishna consciousness, we have a very great opportunity. We're privy. We have very special opportunity. And if we don't take advantage of it, just one lifetime, you just dedicate this one lifetime to the pursuit of Krishna consciousness. to understand Vedic literature, to understand your relationship with Krishna. You just give this one lifetime. Somehow or other you fix your mind. This now on Janmashtami, it's a good time. You make a vow to fix this whole lifetime. You say to yourself, I won't go away from Krishna's lotus feet unless I get something better. You first of all establish something better. Better lotus feet. If anyone has better lotus feet than Krishna, you go for it. Right? But you first of all try to taste the honey that is emanating from Krishna's lotus feet. And we can, it's so sweet, even a drop we can understand how much more enjoyable this singing and dancing is than anything we've ever done before in our lives. If you abandon yourself, if you give up your false ego, you give up your false prestige and just dance for Krishna. Crying will come much later, I hope. Don't want too much crying now or people will say sahajya, but dancing and chanting with full throat, with full energy, hearing attentively, try, prick your ears to hear Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, everything. Ek Nam, Ek Roop, Ek Leela, it is all of the same chit potency. This style which we have here, this bhajan and then lecture and bhajan and lecture, it's very good. It's the Vrindavan mood, but I'm not very experienced at it. Okay, now it's time for bhajan. We still have a few more minutes. What is some bhajan that we all know? Radha Krishna Bolo Bol. Oh, we already sang that. Let's sing it again. Yashomati Nandana Brajabara Nagara. Yashomati Nandana. Yashomati Nandana Brajabara Nagara. Gokula Ranjana Kana. Gokula Ranjana Kana. Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa. Why not? Gopi Paranadana Madana Manohara. Gopi Paranadana Madana Manohara. Kali Adamana Vidana. Kaliya Damana Vidana. Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa. Amala Harinam Amiya Vilasa. Vipina Purandara Navina Nagaravara. Vamsivadana Suvasa. Vamsivadana Suvasa. Braja Jana Palana Surakula Nasana. Braja Jana Palana Surakula Nasana.
Nanda Godanara Koala. Nanda Godana Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara. Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara. Sundara Nanda Gopala. Yamuna Tata Chara Gopi Vasanahara. Yamuna Tata Chara Gopi Vasanahara. Rasa Rasika Kripa Maya. Rasa Rasika Kripa Maya. Sri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natha Bharaya. Sri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natha Bharaya. Bakati Vinoda Sraya. Yashumati Nandana Brajabada Nagara. Yashumati Nandana Brajabada Nagara. Gopi Paranadana Madana Manahara. Amala Harina Mamiya Vilasa. Vishina Purandara Navinana Karabara. Vajajana Palana Surakula Nashana. Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara. Yamuna Tata Chara Gopi Vasanahara. Sri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natavara. Pakati Vinoda Sraya. Bakati Vinoda Sraya.
The Lord reminded Vasudeva and Devaki of two other incarnations in which he had appeared as their son. He had appeared as who? Someone put up your hand and answer. Who did Krishna appear as before to the same Vasudeva and Devaki? Huh? Nobody knows? Prishni Garba and? Huh? No. Krishna had appeared as Prishni Garba and Vamanadev. And now, this was the third time he was appearing as the son of Devaki to fulfill their desire. The Lord then decided to leave the residence of Vasudeva and Devaki in the prison house of Kansa. And at this very time, Yogamaya took birth as the daughter of Yashoda. By the arrangement of Yogamaya, Vasudeva was able to leave the prison house and save the child from the hands of Kansa. When Vasudeva brought Krishna to the house of Nanda Maharaj, he saw that by Yogamaya's arrangement, Yashoda, as well as everyone else, was deeply asleep. Thus, he exchanged the babies, taking Yogamaya from Yashoda's lap and placing Krishna there instead. Then Vasudeva returned to his own place, having taken Yogamaya as his daughter. He placed Yogamaya on Devaki's bed and prepared to be a prisoner as before. In Gokul, Yashoda could not understand whether she had given birth to a male or a female child. So who was it that Krishna appeared to, or that Krishna appeared as before? Two other incarnations? Huh? Who? Krishnigarbha and Vamana, right. And who was it that appeared just after Lord Krishna, Vasudeva, decided to take Krishna to Gokul? Who was it that appeared? Yogamaya. Right. Who is Yogamaya? Who knows? Subhadra. So, Yogamaya, where did she go? Where did she stay? What was she? She was the daughter, right? Where was Krishna taken? You're not answering questions, you all know. Okay. Do you have any questions? Any questions? Nix, huh? Yes. Who was the spiritual master of Krishna? No, Gargamuni was the, family guru. In India, many people have a family guru who is more of a pundit, who performs all of the ceremonies, all the different sanskars. All of the things that we are doing, everything that we are doing, you should understand that these are part of a process. Krishna consciousness is a technique or a process to bring out your Krishna consciousness. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunoy Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Koriye Udai. Anyway, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. It is natural thing. But in order to bring it out, there is a technique, a process. And everything that we do, the clothes we wear, the haircut that we sport, the activities, the rising early, the japa, the tilak, the kantimala, it all has some value. It is like what they call sanskar. It is something that will fix in your mind. Why do we train our children right from the beginning? Komara. Why does Prahlad say Komara Acharet Pragyo? Even before that. Komara means an age up to 5. So right from the beginning, Komara Acharet Pragyo, Dharman, Bhagavatani Hadurabham, Manusam Janma Tadapya Dhruvam, Arthadam. The human form of life is Arthadam, is very valuable. Right from the beginning, we train our children because that will fix in their mind. Even if we've seen some of them, they go away later on. They say, I don't want to be a Hari Bol. I don't want to be a Hari Krishna. Right? I don't want to belong to a cult. In their teens, sometimes. It has happened. But the amazing thing is that they can't forget it. They can't forget it. In America, you see all these young Gurukul kids, ex-Gurukulis. They want to take intoxication. They want to have illicit sex. Not very many of them go for meat eating. Actually, most of them are vegetarians. But they want to do it with other guru coolies. They can't mix with the non-devotees. It's very funny to see. So they find out some other blooped guru coolie, and they form some illicit relationship. And they think, like, I'll get back. There have been many, many discussions going on with devotees, both Gurukul devotees and older devotees who have drifted away. And the interesting thing is they can't forget. It's too deeply indelled. So that's called indelled, imprinted. That's called sanskar. So everything here is like a sanskar, everything that we're doing. And it will bear fruit. Krishna consciousness, it will bear fruit. Any other questions? Yes. Yes, in the back. Yes, yes. That is like, in India, relationships are taken like that. That even if one is not related as brother and sister, but there's some kind of cousin, they call cousin brother, cousin sister. So, very often you'll find people referring to each other as brother and sister, whereas actually they're maybe related as cousins at very best. Sometimes they're not even related as cousins, but they're just close in a kind of protection, relationship of being protected. So that's a fact, that Kansa is not the blood sister of Devaki. Any other questions or points? Yes. The Maruts, huh? The seven? How many? There were Maruts. They were actually when one, who was it? How did it work? They were cursed. Take birth in the material world. Huh? Right. They laughed at. Right. They were cursed. You gotta be careful when you deal with yogis, cause they, you know, there's many examples of, persons who have offended Durvasa Muni, or even offending Parvati. Chitraketu was cursed to become a big Rakshasa. So the Maruts were sages, demigods, but they were cursed to take birth on the earth planet. But they, of course, begged forgiveness, and they got the benediction that they would take birth, but they would immediately be killed and regain their original position. You really have to have a timetable to understand all the different leelas that are going on in Mahabharata or in Vedic history. Actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says the law of action and reaction is very difficult to understand. One of the things that always puzzled me, one of the things that pushed me more towards spiritual life, was I couldn't understand why I was born in a family in America and someone else was born in Biafra or Ethiopia or Somalia. Progression of events? What was it? What was the reason? I knew there had to be a reason. And when you really get down to it, karma. Prabhupada talked once. He was talking in Calcutta in a darshan about karma, and he was describing that a yogi, he sits in meditation and he restrains his senses, withdraws all his senses, yada sangrate chayam kurmon gani vasarvasa. He withdraws all his senses, indriyan indriyarteshu. So he tries to wait out. He doesn't create new karma. He stops all action. And he waits out his karma till his karma is completely exhausted. But Prabhupada said in this Kali Yuga, in one day, we commit more karma than it would take 10,000 years to live out. I was waiting for you. I'm bluffing the whole time. Waiting. You should have come out earlier. Jai Sri Krishna Janmashtami Mahamahotsav Ki!